Turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to That's What I'm Talking About. Once again, here are Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd.
It is hot. Is that what he said? Who is that anyway? Yes, that's right. It's hot in here. We are back. That's What I'm Talking About with Silver Ray Fox and me, Cassandra McShepherd. Silver asked that you get a pad and a pen and holler. She said call somebody. I said if you want to call us, do that. You can do that at 888. Go for it. That's 888-463-6748. We are back. Got a question. Does your work make you sick? Does the thought of even looking for a job have you breaking out in a cold sweat and it's hot? Is that what's going on with you? Well, you are in the right place. Mr. Jeff Percival is here, and he's an expert on prescribing something quick for you if you are ailing in the job or in the job hunt. We were talking about it. You wrote a book, and I'm looking at it, and you look pretty perplexed,
well,
to
actually,
say the least. Actually, you look like you saw something.
The cover on the book took us 2.5 hours to get that particular shot, and I was exhausted because trying to be stressed, I'm sitting in a chair and I'm holding on to the white with white knuckles, and Kathy, my co-author, is trying to calm me down. And it was.
So you're saying that the effort to look stressed, in other words, you are so mellow that you've got this down, and just to work yourself up to this visual was stressful. There's a long list of folks who could have helped you out with.
Oh, I know
how easy it is to look all twisted up.
Yes.
But it was a process for you, huh?
It was. It took quite a while to get the right shot, and it was difficult. But we had fun doing it. We had a good photographer.
Well, let's dive right into some of this info that you are most expert at, Jeff.
Okay.
When I think of having a really satisfying career, I think that most people would agree that they've really found their place in life. They've found their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, you know, plug this whole show today that purpose plus passion plus position equals a very satisfying career. What's your take on that?
Well, I like your formula, because when we're talking about when you look out of employment, you're looking for successful employment. The first thing that we ask people to do is to find successful employment for themselves, because, you know, people say, well, I just need a job. Well, if you just need a job, go out and find one, because there's plenty of jobs out there. I know people are going to say, oh, my God, there aren't plenty of jobs. Well, there are. You can find a job for yourself. But finding successful employment means finding something. I use the analogy a lot that jobs are like shoes. They have to fit in order for you to wear them. I'll wager that both of you
not
have...
Not mine. Sorry, go on.
I'll wager each of you have a pair of shoes at home that you bought them, and they look great. You even tried them on. Then you went out dancing one night, and they hurt like crazy. And so they kind of sit in the closet.
Yeah.
And there are jobs out there. Initially, they look good, but you go in there and you actually work them, and they find that they're not a good fit for you. And so they hurt.
Now, Silver, did he bring that analogy because he knew he was talking to two girls who have and love shoes?
That are tall and tight.
And one whose feet are always hurting.
I thought it was a great analogy.
I think so,
though.
Too. Because I've
excellent.
Got shoes. I can't even make it out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want the right shoe for the right purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know,
outfit.
So if you're going dancing, you want to make sure you wear the dancing shoes.
Right.
You know.
So now, if we could, and not rush, but if we came out of the shoe store and back to the world of applying that information or that analogy to a job search, that says to me then all the glitters is not gold.
That's correct.
Just because it's available on sale or right here doesn't mean that it's going to be the best fit or the best job. I can't really stop thinking about shoes, but the best thing for you. It really means that you've got to think past the moment,
mm-hmm,
and know the temperament of your feet. I mean, of yourself.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I have them carry around the, you know, I have them write out that definition. I call it an employment card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does it look like? Well, how does it feel? What will you be earning? What will the employment situation look like? How, you know, what will your hours be? And it's almost like taking a canvas, an empty canvas, and painting a picture of what your employment's going to look like, but doing it with words, and then carry that with you. And many times I'll have some of the folks come back to the Monday or Tuesday morning meetings and say, well, I had an offer, but I turned it down. And people are amazed. And they say, well, why? He says, well, it wasn't a good fit.
Right.
Like, and that's beneficial to everyone. To the company,
yes,
and to the employees.
Yes,
absolutely.
Let me do this, because I know that we're going to be going forward with this, but Silver, you talked about the person that is newly out of a job. Let's kind of reach back, because I can almost feel some people in that funk. Maybe it's new, maybe not so much, but they're still stuck in the what I've lost syndrome, and that in that place. Can we talk to them to get them to the point where they are doing something that's good for themselves, like going to a class or a group, or even trying to do new things? Can you talk to them?
Well, nationwide there are workforce investment boards, and no matter what state you live in, there are organizations where you can look up the workforce investment board and find, you know, for example, I know in Wisconsin, you can workforce investment centers where you can go and you can meet with a counselor. You can sign up on job boards. You can go on a regular basis and attend classes, hear speakers, and start working to get momentum and start moving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just kind of sitting and wallowing, you know, my philosophy is sometimes you do need to wallow. Set your timer for 10 minutes. And then once it goes off, get off your butt and start taking some action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take action in order to make things change. And you also have to take a look at your attitude. Because you can be doing the right action, but if you're continuing to say to yourself, well, this economy sucks, nothing's gonna take place.
Right.
Or, you know, that old boss of mine. You have to kind of let go. In fact, some exercises, you know, because one person had a situation where they could not let go of their old boss,
yes.
We had them write out all this stuff on a 3x5. I use a lot of 3x5 cards. 3x5 card. Had them tear up the 3x5 card.
The stuff they'd like to do to the boss?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
And then I'm going to kick him here.
And then we were in my office, and we pulled over one of the pots that I had made, and we lit a little fire in there, and we had a little ceremony, and just kind of purging
Love
of
it.
All of that.
Yeah.
And the other day, we were at a festival, and I went into a juggling store, and they had voodoo dolls. And the other day I said, oh, you know, what you need to do is get a couple of voodoo dolls, you know, and just...
Oh,
you know, you have to get it.
Can we do
out
a disclaimer right now? That thing that somebody says about whatever happens in here is all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Almost.
You need to get out all
yes.
that pain.
Yes.
However
yeah.
you need, however you do it.
Right.
Get it out so that you can move forward. You have to let it go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't get it twisted. The constant talking about it, venting about it, and
does not help.
No.
That's not what you're talking about.
Don't
not
want to rehearse all. The problem.
Thank you.
You have to let it go.
Right.
You know, do whatever kind of ceremony you need to do.
Right.
Let it go and then move forward. But focus then, and that's an important word, focus on a positive outcome for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff, that brings to mind something that we also were chatting about real briefly in the car that is a positive way to perhaps, you know, segue back into the same career, another one, or a different dynamic altogether. And that is, you have to analyze where you really are and what are the current needs, I think, because you may not land that perfect situation right away. I heard a wonderful story in the news in the last couple of days of a woman who, her goal was, I have to pay my mortgage. Her goal wasn't, I need to find successful employment.
Mm-hmm.
So she began to do some baking for friends, and it has turned into a corporate endeavor. Bake Me a Wish has gotten on board with her, and she's just getting orders from all over the place now. And of course, she's going to have her mortgage she potentially paid off before very long. But this whole situation can create some very creative thinking for you if you are focused on the right goal in that process. And the other thing I want you to reflect on is that there are also some tools which you are expert at, and that's the performance analysis and personality profiles that also can perhaps save you some time and effort if you have utilized those tools to find out where you're going to be the best asset and most satisfied.
Yeah. Well, first off, the attitude of being open to looking at new opportunities and being open to creating solutions for a problem. You know, in 8 weeks to successful employment, one of the weeks we talk about fears, doubts, and worries and addressing them and then coming up with creative solutions and even crazy solutions to overcoming that particular problem. And then how do we go about taking the steps necessary to make that happen for yourself? You know, and yes, knowing your personality and being aware of your personality, and that's so important because you're wired. We are each wired by age 16 a certain way, and that kind of controls us unless we learn how to overcome that wiring.
Right, right.
You know, as for myself, I may be very creative, but I'm not naturally organized. And running a business, that's not necessarily a good thing. So, you know, I have my day timer that I carry with me at all times. That helps to keep me organized. So you have to learn and develop certain habits.
Do.
You have to create certain habits. So, yes, in fact, that's what I do on a full-time basis. You know, running the job networking groups is really more of a volunteerism for me. You know, I make my living selling personality assessments and helping employers use those and helping candidates find, well, where do my talents and abilities and personalities, where do they lend themselves?
Will you speak to, since you're already there, how impacting and how confident that makes an individual when they get this understanding of themselves and their work life?
Well, many times people, you know, they receive a report as to, all right, this is how you're wired, and they're going to say, I've seen it happen time and time again, where they say, well, maybe this is 85% me. It's like looking in the mirror and you say, well, I don't have a little wrinkle here. No, I don't have this here. But then after they read it and they begin seeing that, oh my goodness, this is me to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they have a better understanding of, oh, so that's why I do what I do. Or that's why I tend to do this when I'm out there. It gives strength and confidence to say, all right, then I need to be doing this.
Yes, yes. And does it often point people
yourself
in a direction of getting new skills?
Well, it helps you to then understand, I can do this. Maybe I need to know how to do this. You know, so many times people go through the exercises, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You know, and when I go through, you know, professional development plans, I always say, you know, all right, these are strengths. These are things that need to be developed. What do you want to develop? Because sometimes developing a strength can be more important than developing something that is not necessarily a strength.
Mm.
So it's knowing your strengths, knowing areas that you're not necessarily strong, because I don't like calling them weaknesses, and then saying, all right, what will help me? What will bring about the bigger return for me in the long run in my life? So knowing yourself becomes very important, just like knowing what you want to be able to do.
Yeah. You know, we talked about, Silver and I think it was on our first show, about getting that magnifying mirror. The zit you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, everybody else does. It's really there. So this is a way of kind of taking a real magnified look at yourself.
Absolutely.
And finding within there. And you said also keeping an open mind. And so being willing to see other things. I think that we are, as human beings, habitual creatures, and we do oftentimes without thought the same things over and over again. But this is an opportunity to really see how you're showing up and what those patterns have manifested into, even past what you thought you were doing.
And you hit the nail on the head. We are creatures of habit. And so waking up, we do them unconsciously. So
yes,
all of a sudden becoming conscious of what we're doing. And whether it be at work or whether we in our job search. And in fact, when in the book, Work Makes Me Sick, Prescribe Something Quick, it's filled with exercises to to wake you up to what is the source of my stress? Why am I, you know, what's going on here at work? You know, I have these people that I work with. Well, how am I interacting with them, and what is really the source of the stress? And it may be one of the people around the water cooler, you know, the little water cooler discussion.
Right.
Yeah, maybe one of those individuals may actually be the source of the stress.
But you know what I love about this book, about the title and what it says, is work makes me sick. We're talking about that as well as being unemployed. I think that we could really replace the word work with whatever your activity is. If you are not living large and wearing pumps and paint and doing it the way you should be doing it, then you could take these practices to take a look at whatever you're doing. Because within this, what you're going to find is that you have the answer. It's within your power, right, to change. Yes.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the chapters we look at your all of the areas of your life.
Yes.
Not just at work.
Yes.
You know, so it's kind of what we call your road in life.
Right.
You know, so.
And what are some of those areas, Jeff, in particular?
Well, it could be educational, spiritual, financial. You know, look at it so that you can see where am I at and where do I want to be at? Mm-hmm. And so where's the gap? And say, all right, now what do I want to do in order to make that change? And is it causing me stress or not?
Mm-hmm. Now, are those things in particular what you refer to then as the combination to successful employment or finding your purpose in your career? Or is that one component of it?
Well, the combination for success is a little bit different. That, you know, is giving you a full range of life, you know, because I talk about celebrating every day and celebrating life.
Because work is only a part of it.
Work is a piece of it. That's correct. And that in our book, we talk about maintaining that balance. The combination for success or for successful employment, I say you have to have the right attitude, you have to have the right activity, and you have to have the right focus all together at the same time. Because you can have the right attitude and say, you could sit here and say, oh, life is wonderful, life is wonderful, and you don't do anything. Well, you're not living.
Right.
Or you can go out there and, as we said, you can be, you know, doing all the right activities, filling out applications and, you know, doing the job correctly. But in your mind, you're saying, this
sucks.
Rah, 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 rah. Yeah, thank you. And it's not going to be right. You know, or your focus could be, you know, 16 miles away while you're here. No, your focus has to be here now. You know, you need to be focused on doing the right things. You have to be focused on having the right attitude. You have to be focused on doing the right activity. And you have to be focused on your purpose. Why am I doing this?
Absolutely.
And making sure that you get the end result.
Well, we've got to take another break. Why are we doing it? Because Dave said we had to. What would happen if we just kept on talking?
I think
talking?
He'd shut us off. I know the routine.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? We're not going to tempt him. We want to ask you to stay tuned. Work makes me sick. Prescribe something quick. Or if you are not currently employed, spend the next 8 weeks to successful employment. How are you going to do that? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about it on TalkZone.com.